Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt. Today is day 43 of our 50 days counting the Omer to Shavuot. Looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 43, Yeshua, the Word. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things are made through him, and apart from him nothing was made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Greek for beginning is arche, meaning origin or first, the dateless past, Genesis 1:1, Proverbs 8:23. The word in Greek is logos. The word refers to Messiah, and John 1:14, and the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. We looked upon his glory, the glory of the one and only from the Father, full of grace and truth, and proves his pre-existence. Micah 5:1-2, but you, Bethlehem Ephratath, least among the clans of Judah, from you will come out to me one to be ruler in Israel, one whose goings forth are from of old and from days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brothers will return to B'nai Israel. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says Adonai Elohim, who is and who is to come, the Almighty. Verse 11, saying, write what you see in a scroll and send it to Messiah's seven communities, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and Pergamum, to Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden menorot, or menorahs. In the midst of the menorah, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe down to his feet, with golden belt wrapped around his chest. His head and his hair were like white wool, white like snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like polished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came forth a sharp two-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining at full strength. Revelation 22:13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is an eternal being, as are also the Father and the Ruach HaKodesh. They make the divine unity of the Godhead. Was God, not only was the Word with God, but he was God, and always will be as much divine as the other two members of the Godhead. Psalm 45:7, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companies. But the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. Romans 10:6. Deuteronomy 30:13. Nor is it across the sea that you should say, who will cross over for us to the other side of the sea and get it for us, and have us hear it so we may do it. No, the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. What I am commanding you today is to love Adonai your God, to walk in his ways and keep his mitzvot, statutes, and ordinances. Then you will live and multiply, and Adonai your God will bless you in the land you are going to possess. Obedience regarding the word of God, or Elohim. One, it is to be read publicly, Deuteronomy 31:11-13, Joshua 8:33-35. Two, to be read privately, Habakkuk 2:2, Revelation 1:2-3. 3, to be studied, 2 Timothy 2:15, and 3:16-17. 4 to be expounded, Nehemiah 8:8, Luke 4:16-17. 5 to be searched, John 5:31 and 7:52, Acts 17:11. 6 to be meditated upon day and night, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:2-3. 7 to be heard and practiced, Deuteronomy 30:11-14, Romans 2:3, James 1:22-25, Joshua 1:8. 8 to be desired, 1 Peter 2:1-3. 9 to be accepted without change, Deuteronomy 4:2, 12:32, Proverbs 36, and Revelation 22:18-19. 10 to be preached, Mark 16:15 and 2 Timothy 4:2. 11 to be taught, Deuteronomy 6:7, Deuteronomy 11:19, and Matthew 28:19-20. 12 to be believed, Mark 1:15, Acts 4:4, Acts 13:39, Romans 1:16, Romans 10:17. You cannot separate Yeshua from the Word, since He is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. He taught us the will of the Father, the Torah. He showed us how to live the Word, Shema, hear and do the Word. To have the same relationship with Yeshua has with the Father, we need to walk as Yeshua did, in complete obedience to the Word. John 17. Yeshua spoke these things, and lifting up His eyes to heaven, He said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, so that Your Son may glorify You. Even as You gave Him authority over all flesh, so He may give eternal life to all those You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, Yeshua the Messiah, and the One You sent. Verse 6, I have made Your name known to the men of the world that You gave me. They were Yours. You gave them to me, and I have kept Your word. Verse 8, the words which You gave me I have given to them. They received them and truly understood that I came from You, and they believed that You sent me. Verse 11, I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to You. Holy Father, keep them in Your name that You have given me, so that they may be one just as We are one. Verse 13, but now I am coming to You. I say these words while I am still in the world, so that they may have joy and may my joy be made full in themselves. Verse 14, I have given them Your word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. John 17:17, make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the Word. How can you grow more in your intimate relationship with the Word, Yeshua HaMashiach? Blessing over the Omer. Blessed are You, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with His commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 43 days, which is 6 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. The Merciful One, may He return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah, in Yeshua's name. Bo, Yeshua, Bo, Shalom.